The term rare earth elements is used to describe a cluster of 17 elements which includes scandium, yttrium, and all 15 of the lanthanide elements, aka this entire row in the periodic table. Although, when discussing the subject in a mining context, element 61 or promethium isn't mentioned as there is never more than 550 grams of it naturally in Earth's crust due to its absurdly high levels of radioactivity, which means it has a half-life of 2.62 years. The other 16 rare earth elements are rare, just not in the way you might think. Their abundance in Earth's crust ranges by element, going from 0.49 to 66 parts per million, meaning the most common rare earth element is more abundant than copper, which is not thought of as being rare, while the rarest rare earth element, thulium, is 6.5 times more common than silver. Yet, unlike silver and the vast majority of stable elements in the periodic table, rare earth elements almost never cluster together in abundances large enough to make them economically viable to mine. Instead, due to their geochemical properties such as having a high ionic charge, they are considered as incompatible elements and thus tend to exist almost uniformly in non-economic quantities throughout every rock. However, rare earth element ore bodies do exist, often involving an absurdly rare intrusive or extrusive igneous rock known as carbonatite. While not a great example, take a look at the Hayton values the erupting Old Yinyo Lingayi volcano produces through its natural carbonatite lavas.